NPR.
It is freezing tonight, but we are out here nonetheless on the beige carpet to celebrate a very special occasion.
Oh, yes. Yes, that is right. An occasion that only happens 8 times a year for the last 4 decades. The Federal Reserve's book of economic anecdotes from around the country that we love to call the Beige Book.
We don't just love to call it that. It is technically and officially known as the Beige Book.
Oh, hold on. There's a swarm of paparazzi, which means one of tonight's guests have arrived. Let's see, did they pull up in a Lamborghini or a stretch limo?
I believe that's a city bus.
Ooh, a clue as to maybe who tonight's honorees will be.
Oh, wait, here they come. Who are you wearing?
Who do you think's going to win tonight?
What's your favorite work by John Maynard Keynes?
Is there an opportunity cost to being here tonight?
And there they go. They didn't respond to any of our questions.
Well, I guess we'll just have to wait until the ceremony to find out. Hit it! Beige. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Adrian Ma.
And I'm Robert Smith. On tonight's Beige Awards, regulatory hurdles, employee perks, and desperate, desperate employers. We'll tell you more after the break.
This message comes from USA Facts, a 2022 lead sponsor of The Indicator from Planet Money. How much does the federal government spend on every American annually? What state has the highest minimum wage? How is the U.S. population growing and changing? Get the data at usafacts.org.
The following message comes from NPR sponsor Plaid. Plaid helps ensure that you can stay in control of your financial information, giving you tools like Plaid Portal to control which apps can access data you've shared through Plaid. To learn more, visit plaid.com today.
Welcome back to the Beige Awards. As always, we've combed through this bi-quarterly report and picked out the anecdotes that most vividly capture how the economy's been doing. In recent weeks, the Omicron surge has caused millions of people to get sick, adding to the pressures already building in this economy.
An honorable mention goes to the Atlanta Fed for a tale of unintended consequences. And here's what you need to know for context. Back in November, the U.S. Labor Department issued an emergency regulation saying that companies with 100 or more workers must require those employees to be vaccinated or get weekly COVID testing.
And it was during this period the Atlanta Fed noticed, quote, some smaller firms were making a concerted effort to stay under the 100-employee threshold that would exempt them from costly COVID vaccine and testing regulatory requirements.
And it's worth noting that the rule was also challenged in court by various business groups. And last week, the federal government said it's withdrawing it for now.
And while some businesses were reluctant to hire, many others can't hire enough. They're going beyond raises and bonuses and other monetary measures to entice employees. And that's why our first runner-up goes to the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City for this line. Quote, multiple contacts reported novel ancillary benefits such as no meeting Wednesdays and subsidized pet care services.
Oh, no meeting Wednesdays. Like, I dream of that. No meeting, maybe no meeting Wednesdays, and then, like, no email Thursdays.
No work Fridays? Can that be a thing?
And don't even talk to me no matter what Mondays. Like, this is sounding like a great time to be an employee. On to tonight's winner. The first Beige of 2022 goes to... oh, boy. The Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. St. Lou, come on up. Beige.
Here to accept the Beige is senior economist at the St. Louis Fed, Chuck Gascon.
My mom calls me Charles, so if she's going to listen to this, I think she'd be happy if you use Charles.
Senior economist at the St. Louis Fed, Charles Gascon.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's a full team effort. It takes a lot of time to meet with all of our contacts, collect all this information. So just a big shout out to everyone that puts it together.
Even among Fed economists, Charles is a true Beige Book aficionado.
I went back and I actually looked up the Beige Book right when I was born to see what the economy was like.
Oh.
The Minneapolis Fed is an archive, so you can go back and say, oh, this is what the economy was like, right? You know, when I was coming alive. So I thought that was pretty cool.
What year was that?
I was born in 1982. We were in a recessionary state at that point in time. But there was some optimism as interest rates were starting to come down.
People look up their horoscope. Maybe they can check out their birthday beige book entry.
There'll be very few of us doing it, but that's okay.
As much as I would love to talk about the economy of 1982, we should go to the most recent beige book. Tonight's winning anecdote, which illustrates just how high demand is for certain kind of workers, is, quote, St. Louis cut back its public transportation services despite holding job fairs, enticing retired operators back to work, and, in the words of the supervising CEO, literally begging for employees. Now, the thing about the beige book is there are no names in there. It's sort of off the record when they tell these stories. But it wasn't hard to find the CEO of the city buses in St. Louis. And we wanted to know, was he like down on his hands and knees?
So, yes, although begging may have been a more edgy choice of words. Yeah, I'm out there beating the bushes, asking for folks to come to work for us.
Talby Roach is CEO of Bi-State Development, an agency that operates buses and light rail in the St. Louis region.
How would you describe your labor situation?
I'd describe it clearly as a crisis. There's no doubt about it. I mean, right now, we have open at least 110 positions just in Metro Bus.
Not only that, Talby says that the rate of employees leaving is way higher than usual. Pre-pandemic, they might have seen about 7 frontline drivers leave every month. Lately, it's more like 15 or 20.
What do you think is going on that is making it so hard to find folks?
So certainly the pandemic is one of them. These are frontline positions. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, especially during the first few months, my operator corps, they were worried. They were nervous. You know, we still had to get folks out to hospitals, out to grocery stores, and so on. And they were exposed to the general public riding the system. Certainly that's going to cause some nervousness.
On top of that, Talby says they've been losing employees to other, often higher-paying industry gigs like trucking. In order to stay competitive as an employer, Talby says the agency has made some big adjustments. They've bumped their starting wage from about $15.50 an hour to $18.50. They're giving a $2,000 bonus to new and current employees.
To widen the pool of potential employees, Talby says the agency might also reconsider a requirement that drivers be at least 21 years old.
Maybe we ought to look at, you know, lowering that. You know, if you're 18 and you can qualify to drive a tank, I would think that you might be able to drive a transit bus.
Whoa. But in all seriousness, this has been sort of devastating for St. Louis. With fewer employees, the agency had to cut hours, run fewer buses, and that really is a real burden on people who rely on transit.
Okay, Talby, we have people listening all over the country. Now is your chance. You can beg, you can make your pitch as to why people should come work for Bi-State Development.
Sure. So come to work for us. Why? Because if you want to not only earn a living, you want to make a difference, you want to be part of your community, meet your neighbors, move them to their jobs, work for an agency like Metro Transit. Look, we're moving St. Louis, and I'd like you to be a part of it.
That was stirring, I got to say. I'm here in Boston, but I'm like halfway thinking about like, how far is St. Louis from me?
Come on down, Adrian. We'll take you.
I would definitely put my life in your hands, Adrian.
Hey.
Driving the icy roads of St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, I'm a good driver.
So, you know, this has been traumatic for the bus riders of St. Louis, but Charles Gascon, whose team wrote about this for the Beige Book, he says, yeah, it is a struggle, but we shouldn't overlook the upside of a tight labor market.
While there are a lot of people who are overworked out there and are just exhausted, I think it does present good opportunities for a lot of people who are re-entering the labor market. So I think that's a bright spot in this.
Charles Gascon, congratulations to you and your entire team at the St. Louis Fed on the first Beige of 2022.
Thank you.
That's right. And thanks to you, I think a few more people tonight will be looking up their own birthday Beige Book entries. We'll actually throw a link to that in our show notes.
Time to button up the tuxedo and go back out in the cold, Adrian.
Oof, okay. Here we go. This episode was produced by Nikki Willett with help from Gilly Moon. It was fact-checked by Corey Bridges. Our senior producer is Viet Le. The show is edited by Kicken Cannon, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.